Okay, we're on page 253. Simon Reish Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis. Okay, Jimmy, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ein hamavarech motzi acherim. What? 253. Reish Yud Gimel Beis. Ein hamavarech motzi acherim elim kein yochav yishtei mohem. Right? One of the fundamental rules is even though I can make a bracha on a mitzvah for someone else, even if I was already yotze, I don't need the bracha, right? I could do that, but when it comes to eating and drink, I have to eat and drink with them in order to make a bracha for them. We'll see why. And then the other person will be yotze by listening. Afilu lo ya'anu amen. Even if they don't answer amen. Right, just by listening, shomei ha'kona. Right, we'll see the difference between answering amen versus just shomei ha'kona. Right, shomei ha'kona works. Okay, let's go to Yadad. Motzi acher. The birchas hananin, right? For birchas hananin, they're optional. There's no arvus. The dafka birchas hamitzvah should call Yisrael arevim zebozeh. Everybody is responsible to make sure that everybody else does mitzvahs. Oh, kishachaveru ena yotzei, they have mitzvah. And if your friend's not yotze, then it's like you're not yotze. You need to make sure everybody does the mitzvah. Okay. Yachal levarach afilu mishenu chayev brachazu. And therefore, for berachas mitzvah, even if I'm not chayev at that moment, right, I can make it for somebody else. Ma'ashen came berachas anenin. When it comes to berachas anenin, which is basically food and besamen brachas, she'enu chov hamutol olav, it's not an obligation, kishar mitzvos. The low set lishani, the low liver. Don't have the hana, don't eat the food, and don't make a bracha. Right? So there's no obligation that I need to make sure that you have protection and coverage. So, even if they don't know how to make the bracha themselves, either they learn how to make the bracha or they wait till someone is actually going to eat something and then can be motzi them because they're being yotze for themselves. This is true for bracha rishonas and bracha achronas, right? That right? V'ayin le'el b'simin kuf samach zayin sif yud tes, right? So when it comes to right? So there's a shaila by benching, right? Whether benching since that's a mitzvah daraisa, right? We're generally machmir. And it doesn't work for that. You shouldn't be motzi someone for that as well. Right? And he says, he references Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Tes. Over there it talks about that there is an exception to this rule. When you're teaching a kid how to make brachas, you can teach him how to make the bracha, even with the Shem Hashem, in order to teach him how to do mitzvahs. Right? So that's part of the chinuch. And as we know, as we know, right?
The only question.
Yeah.
The only question, like the bracha acharina, because here we're saying that okay, so you shouldn't make the bracha. You shouldn't eat, so you shouldn't have to make a bracha. The bracha acharina, he's already chayin already in
that. Yeah, that's
so
that's right. So that's a good point. And afal pikein, halach is that you still can't be a motzi him, because again, I assume the assumption is that if a person, right, somehow gets bracha rishona coverage, his responsible to make sure he gets bracha achrona coverage also. It's the obligations on that person to make sure he does it right. Now, if you're sitting in a place where people aren't from and whatever, so then obviously so you eat something yourself to make sure you have an obligation if you want to make sure it works. But for you teaching kids how to make brachas, so you don't necessarily eat with them, so okay, for a lot of kids, you can already tell them Baruch Atah, and they already know the Hashem Elokeinu part, right? And you can pick it up again. But even if they don't, you're allowed to teach them, right? Because that's part of chinuch, teach them how to make brachas. And when you teach a kid how to make a bracha wrong, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, right? And they say Hashem, they're going to continue doing that. That's not good chinuch. I always have that issue with bar mitzvah boys who their bar mitzvah teachers, even when they're doing the laning, they teach them to say Hashem. Certainly when they teach them the brachos. And there's a large number of boys that will say Hashem. When it gets to certainly their brachas, they'll say Hashem because that's what they were taught till the very end. And that's not proper chinuch. Right? Now, but let's say I make a bracha for a five-year-old. I'm teaching him how to make brachas. And I say, Baruch ato ado melech olam, right? Shakol nye bidaro. And let's say someone is listening to that bracha and wants to be yotze with my bracha. The answer is, it does not work. Chazon Ish says, you're not yotze. It's not a bracha. It's a bracha that I'm saying for chinuch purposes, but halachically it's not a real bracha, and therefore you cannot be yotze with it. So, okay, Tezvav. He says, Yoz yotzim b'shmiyosim, yimein ochel v'shosa imohim. Now, if you are not eating with them, af b'diev lo yotzu, they're not, even if I make the bracha for them, right, I don't know the rule, let's say, you're not going to be, they're not going to be yotze. If I make a bracha for food for you and I'm not eating, it is not a bracha. Halachli, it's just it's a bracha levatala. The haber chasa have levatala kim chain ochel b'atzma. It's a regular bracha levatala. One cannot be yotze with a bracha levatala v'yech yetzu ayodo. How you expect to be yotze with a bracha levatala? Right? And, you know, they talk about that. Let's say I make a bracha for you, a legitimate bracha, and you don't eat right away. You sort of start fiddling around, right? Almost like you don't want to be yotze with my bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Mustam, you're not yotze that either." Right? It has to be I'm being motzi you, and you are doing as if you actually made the bracha, and you have to eat right away. Yeah, filu anu amen al bracha. So even if you answer amen to this bracha levatala, it doesn't help. Even though we say that amen is like you said the bracha yourself. So it's like I said the bracha, but you can't be any better than the person making the bracha. If the person making the bracha is a bracha levatala, then you answering amen just gives you a bracha levatala as well. Now it gives you one exception. He says, Im lo shemash locha v'oshasa mevarech haya b'shogeg o b'ones. Right? If there was a shogeg or onus that took place, and that's why he's not eating, right? He's holding the food, he plans on eating the food, and next thing he knows, the cup is gone, the food is gone. It was a proper bracha. So then, then even though he didn't end up drinking, because his coast fell down the drain, but nonetheless, it's a kosher bracha. So again, a unique case, but it has to be mamish, a shogeg or an onus, that he's making this bracha. And not that he knows he's not eating and he just thinks he can...
What can he do? What can he do? So he had a cucumber in his hand, so he's making a bracha, all of a sudden the cucumber comes and falls out of his hand.
So we saw those cases. So again, if he had other... If his intention was to eat more cucumbers, he held the cucumber in his hand, he has a plate of cucumbers in front of him, so then we say he can just take another cucumber. But if he's holding an apple and he only planned on eating one apple, he had no intention of eating more than one apple, then we already say that's a problem, right? And if his apple falls down the sewer, right, he's stuck. He's got to make a new bracha, right? Because his bracha was only on a specific thing. And so then there is a machlokas if it's actually in front of him. But if he'd have to go to the fridge or some other room to go get another apple, right, that wouldn't work. So more often than not, he's out of luck unless there is other such product in front of him that he was planning on eating. Okay, now we said afilu shemecha, right? So tezayin shemechav nenelov, right? So he has to pay attention to the guy making the bracha. Who gam ken yechav lehotziyam ukamevisif gimel, and he has to have kavana to be motzi them as well. It's very imperative. Both parties have to be involved, right? Now again, so this situation. It works both ways. Now, let's say everybody gathered around the table to hear, you know, a bracha on whatever, right? And you know, they're coming to hear Abdallah. They don't specifically have in mind, I want to be yotze with this Abdallah? But as the general rule is that since they are all gathered for that purpose, we say that that was their kavana. And the same is true with the person who's making the bracha. Even if he specifically, everyone's gathered around, you know, even if he didn't specifically say, I want to have kavanah to be motzi everybody who's here, we assume that's the assumption. That's true for a shliach tzibur, right? It's not true in cases where you don't know that someone else is listening, right? So, you know, you're going ahead and, you know, let's say you're in the house reading Megillah, let's say, for an old person at his house. So, okay, so you have a kavanah to be motzi him. And then it turns out there was a lady listening in the kitchen also, right, gratuitously. Well, you had no idea she was there. It's a limited crowd. You have no reason to assume there's anything more than the one guy. So, therefore, she wouldn't be yotzei. Even if she has kavanah to be yotzei, right, you need to have kavanah to be motzi. That's why we talk about the case also of, Berchas HaShachar, right? So, let's say you need someone to be motzi, you and Hamavir. Well, that's really, we don't say that out loud. But we talked about, for those who don't say Hanosein LaYoev Koach, right? There are some people that don't say. Alan Weissman does not make that bracha himself. So he'll listen to the Shliach Tzibur. But the Shliach Tzibur, since we're not being motzi anybody, there's no Stam Das for the Shliach Tzibur. Because the Shliach Tzibur maybe is motzi people for Chazar Sashat. He has no reason to think that anybody needs his bracha, for Hanosein LaYoev Koach. See, by Sfiris Omer, so then you should have Kavanah because people may be relying on you, right? But for most brachas in Shul Hallel, the assumption is everybody's going to make their own bracha. So just having Kavanah is not going to work because even if you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're not always having Kavanah to be Motzi the Tzibur when the Minig is usually not that way. Okay, Yud Zayin, Afilo Yanu Amen. So we've said that even if you don't answer Amen, the Kaimel on the Shomei Ka'ona, right? We do have a rule, right, that Shomei Ka'ona, if you listen to someone, it's as if you said it. So you don't have to say Amen to be Yotzei the Bracha, right? It's like he made the Bracha himself, right? Okay, v'chol zelin yediyeva. That's only b'diyeva, not to answer amen. V'lechadchila levad ma shemitzvah lanos amen al kol bracha shishomeim Yisrael. Even though l'chadchila, right, there is a mitzvah to answer amen to any bracha you hear. K'tkam amas in reish tesvav, which we'll talk about shortly, right? Od yos yishchiv l'chadchila lanos amen bracha shemizkav l'otzis. But if you're going to be yotzei with a bracha, l'chadchila, you should go ahead and have kavana, and you should go ahead and say amen, right? It gives more chashivas. There is such an idea that Amen is part of a bracha. And, right, even though that's why we said that the Sfardim, they will say the bracha is Barei Pri HaGefen and Amen. Because for them, the Amen is part of the bracha that the people are responding, and therefore the last word in the bracha is not Gefen, it's Amen. And therefore, Gefen is really the second to last word. Becomes Geffen. So therefore we try to go ahead and have people answer Amen. It's really part of the bracha. It gives more chashivas to the bracha that you're not just listening, but you're actually positively affirming. Right? So that's all l'chadchila. Right? K'day liros, l'horos, b'po'ol, shemasim baruch sam baruch. So you're doing something active, right? Not just listening, but you're doing something active to acknowledge that you're want this bracha. And Kasva posting Kama Anoshim Osa Mitzvah Achas, right? They write that if a lot of people are doing the mitzvah l'chadchila she'echad yivarach l'kulam, right? So it's a mitzvah that one person should be motzi everybody else. And we mentioned this yesterday about the guys making the bracha on the talis, right? Mishabrua says that you should go ahead and make one bracha, right? Everybody's got a talis in front of them. One bracha should be motzi everybody, right? So, and that should be true. The Barov Am Hadras Melech, B'Yayin Leil Simen Vav Shari Chuvus of Katan Hey Vav Simen Ches of Gimel Hey Mishnah Brura. Right, and one of the reasons we said, even though that may be practical, maybe the best way to do it, it's not very practical, because ultimately everybody has to have proper kavana. Everybody's got to be ready at the same time. There's just too many pitfalls, and even though you might have Rov Am for 70% of the people, you're going to have 30% who aren't even going to be Yotzei, going to have to do it themselves anyway, if they even know how to do it. It's much more complicated to try to get everybody together for one bracha. Right? Again, similar to what we said, why we don't do this thing on food, right? Why we don't gather together every time you're having a snack and have one person be most of everybody. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just a scharo behefsedo, you lose out more than you gain. Okay. Let's go to... Hold on. Okay. Okay, Gimel. Ein yotze yidei chavasa b'shmias habracha fil yan de amein. You're not going to be yotze, even if you answer amein. Right? And again, this idea shows up probably in every chelik of Shulchan Aruch, right? To be motzi somebody, right? You're not going to be yotze, even if you answer amein. Elim kein sheshama mitchilos av yad sofa. So first of all, you have to hear the entire bracha. Sometimes could be you space out on a long bracha and you miss a word that's not key. Okay, you may still be yotze, just like if the person would have omitted that word. But you certainly can't miss any keywords. In the skaven, but the important part of the skaven lots is b'dei chavoso. You have to have kavana to be yotze. Amavarach neskaven gamkin lotzi b'dei chavoso, and the person making the bracha has to have kavana to be motzi. Right? That is the... Those are the requirements. And... Right, in a lot of cases, in public situations, it's usually not a problem. Right, in private situations, right, you just can't walk into a, you know, someone say, well, here, I'll give you another example, it's very common. Guy's making kiddush for his family, right, at a kiddush. And you didn't tell him to be heavy in mind. And you went ahead and you listened. Does that work? The answer is it's not going to work, because unless he had kavana for everybody who might possibly listen, he thought he was just being motzi his family. So you have to sometimes be careful in these more private situations that the person actually had kavana to be motzi. Okay, yudchas. B'shmias. Mit the sasa mashmin that kol brachas is going on all brachas. Afilu brachas shem drabanan lina daf b'shchavan lotzai shidei ha-mitzvah. Even mitzvahs drabanan b'chei mashma. I mean brachas which are drabanan, right? You may not need kavana. B'chei mashma b'reishu v'tesiv hei. Gayin Leb Sim Samach Mishaburas of Kutin Yud Biralach Hashem Sim Rish Ayin Gimel Vav Biralach the Ramasal Chagon. Right, so over there, right. So it brings down the Magen Avraham says that you don't need kavana for drabanan. Remember, there's a machlokas in Sim and Samach where the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not, and you had the Radvaz Shita that mitzvahs don't need kavana for a drabanan. Right, that you'll be yotze even without kavana, which could be somewhat harmful. Right, you walk in to someone saying Berachas HaShachar, and if you hold mitzvahs don't need kavana, you heard it, you may not be able to make the bracha yourself anymore. It'd be a bracha levatala. Right, so for most of these brachas, we assume that a person stam das not to be yotze. There is such a shita, but
if we're not being yotze with the mitzvah, why are we answering amen?
Oh, because there's a separate mitzvah to answer amen to any bracha you hear. Right, that's just right. We saw earlier it's supposed to answer 90 amens a day. It's not very hard to do that, but there's an easy answer, 90 amens a day. And that's regardless of whether it be yotze, the brachas, or not. So, you know, you answer Chazar Sashatz twice, you can get, 38, then you answer Berachas HaShachar, right, once, another 12, 13, right? But it's hard to get 90, right? But there is an answer, and we'll see later on when we get to the inyan of answering amen, right, that there have been gedolim who have been punished for not answering amen to brachas, right? We'll tell that story over later on. So that's a separate thing, and that's what Mishabur mentioned here before, that besides answering amen to brachas, right, if you're being yotze, there's even a bigger inyan to make sure you answer amen. Now, in terms of being, this idea of drabanan, so Shulchan Aruch doesn't make such a distinction. The Gra's not mash that way. I don't think the Mishabur is mash for that way, right? We generally do require kavana, even for drabanans, but because there is such a sheet, that person, maybe there's an inyan, right? When let's say the rabbi's making the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, right, to say, I don't want to be yotze. Now, the reason most people don't do that is because since the minigs everybody makes their own, it's as if they've already specifically said they don't want to be yotze, right? But that may be. So again, if you don't need to have kavana to be yotze, you don't need kavana to be motzi. And therefore, you know, like I said, the reversal shachar case where people don't make a nosein layot koch, they just listen to the shliach tzibur, so they're relying on this shita that the rabbanon, you don't need to have kavana. And he doesn't have to have kavana. but many, many disagree with that. Okay, yid test. Mitchilasa v'at sofi. You have to hear from the beginning till the end. V'hainu gam tevas baruch shebitchilasa. Right, you have to hear the first word. Very important. Lo adav mevarach be'atmo k'shemdal geizat teva mikra brach liyot dechavasa. Right, if the shliach tzibor, the person being motzi, skips the first word, it's not a good bracha. Right, davi mishanim abesh tov chacham. They require baruch at the beginning of brachas. Right, so you can skip that, but there might be some word that if you missed it, it's not fatal. Okay. But you have to hear pretty much the entire bracha. Okay, simen reisha dal b'chol bracha tzarach l'Hashem u'malchus v'osev echad. Right, every bracha needs shem u'malchus. Now it says, kol bracha she'em bo haskar shem u'malchus in a bracha. If it doesn't have shem u'malchus, meaning baruch ata Hashem, melech ha'olam, right, so we'll see, do you need both Hashem and Elokeinu? Do you need both Melech and Ha'olam? Right, we'll see. So if you don't have Shem U'Malchus, it's not a proper bracha. That's why they asked the question about Tfilas Adarach. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tfila. Doesn't have Malchus, so is that really a bracha? So, or is it just a Tfila? And that's why it doesn't have to follow the rules of brachos. So according to the Maharam in Rottenberg, it requires you to say a bracha, make it samach l'chaverta, that you make a different bracha. Let's say you make an ala milchia, right? Baruch atah Hashem, hakem alcholam ala milchia. So you're having shem u'malchus up front, you connect tefillas haderech, and therefore it does have shem u'malchus, right? So, but we'll see that any place where you don't have malchus is going to be an explanation why not. And then he says, back on over on 254, the im dileg shem u'malchus. If you skip shem u'malchus, one or the other, yafsi v'rach. It's not a good brach. You need both. Yafilu dileg elatevas ha'olam. Levad sarach lachso levarich. The melech levad ein u'malchus. If you just say he's a king and not the king of the world, right? You have to repeat as well, right? So we saw that before when the kid's going to make the brich rachmana, the high alma, the high pita. Right, he has to say Brich Rachmana the Malka the Alma. Right, he has to throw in Malka the Alma, right, the high pita for it to be good. Okay, let's go to Aleph, back on 253. Kol bracha hainu bein brachas anan bein brachas mitzvos. All brachas are needed. It's part of the bracha. Bein bracha rucha sheish bo psicha chasima bein shein bo psicha bavad. Right, doesn't make a difference. It's got psicha, right? Got a closing bracha, no closing bracha, short bracha, long bracha. It needs shem u'malchus. Chutz mi bracha smuch chaverta, unless it's connected to another bracha. Inimshachas la bracha kadem is la sheish b'tchilas shem u'malchus. So it has shem u'malchus in the previous bracha, so that gives you the shem u'malchus for the bracha that's connected to it, right? Right, so let's say you have the brachas by Sheva brachas. It starts off Sos Tosi, Sisagel Akara, right? And Len Misameh Chasa Mikala, Brachas Hashem. There's no Malchus there, but since it's connected to earlier brachas that have Shema Malchus, that is okay. And Bey, Shema Malchus, Vada Betfila Shemon Esrei. So this is the biggest question all the Rishonim ask. What about Shemon Esrei? You don't have, right? Brachas Hashem, Elokein Melch, Elokein Melch, Elokein Melch, Elokein Abraham. There's no Melech. Right? Loi tiknu malchus. There is no malchus there. So a lot of answers. So Teretz Beis Yosef, Shema Rosh, Mishnah brings down one of them. The bracha rishona, even the ispe hakel hagadol, chashiv kamo malchus. He says that is like malchus, right? When you say hakel hagadol. So again, with all these brachas that don't have it, and there are a lot of other answers of how for Shemona Esrei, right? It's somehow malchus fits in. Right, so that's his answer here. V'chulo basra the Rishon Agur. So it's considered malchus in the first bracha, and all the brachas are connected. Right, so you don't need it again. B'ayin shemot tirutzim. There's many, many other answers as to where the melech ha'olam comes in. Now, and if you skip im dileg, avim dileg teva ato einim akibidyevet. So that may be the only one word in the bracha baruch ato. You need Hashem. Well, we'll see. Maybe you can skip Elokeinu. Right, and so, but you can skip the word ato b'di'eved, and we said if you skip baruch, it doesn't work. B'chulo ain't makbid fine. And then we say shame. Hayin shlomer klauska. You didn't say any shame Hashem. Avlimam raskar achas kon ado or elokein yotza. Right? You said one of them. Baruch atah elokein melech olam. You skipped ado. Or you said baruch atah Hashem melech olam. You skipped elokeinu. Right? You have a shame there. Right? Then that's okay. And if you look in Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion, he says nirapash duadanim hisker eiz hashem eshiv hashemos. Shinim chokin. That if you go ahead and you mention even a different shame of Hashem there, one of the seven names that can't be erased, right? There is, right, because that's Mechikas Hashem, Abinissa Daraisa. So, Diyata B'Dievet, Lagar Zemi Tevas Rachmana, right? We said Brich Rachmana, right? So that worked. So the seven shamas Hanim Chakim, and the seven shamas are Yudke Vavke, Ado Elokim, Eloka, Kel, Shakai, Tzavakos. Right, so those are the ones that definitely work. Okay, and then he says, "Fanyachsi b'varach hamachav mar l'inyan psichas habrach this b'shem machas." Right, beginning where you have shem machas, would then l'inyan brach hashesh b'chasima im dilek hashem b'chasima habei kolo chasim klal. If you left out the shame in the chasima, it's as if you didn't make the bracha at all. That's the whole question, right? We had the issue by Bari Nefashos, right? That there are those who say that the bracha should end, Baruch Atah Hashem Chei HaOlamim. And we, you know, just say Baruch Chei HaOlamim. So we don't have the shame. So does it really help or not? But okay, does something, right? If we held that it really needed to say Baruch Atah Hashem Chei HaOlamim, you can't leave out the shame Hashem. Okay, and the Melech Levad, you can't just say the word Melech, you need to say Olam. So let's see. Two Beralachas here. Even though for a Bracha you're not going to be Yotze if you don't have either of them, but there's a difference. Right, the bracha b'shem below machlus nami yeshbo mishum lo siso. If you say baruch atah Hashem shakol nieh b'varo, you leave out melech olam. It's a bracha levatala, and you violate lo siso. You're taking Hashem's name in vain. But if you said baruch atah Hashem elokeinu shakol nieh b'varo, you left out machlus. Right, if you you say baruch atah melech olam, so below shame ain't over. Then you don't violate because you didn't say any shemos. Below siso shame Hashem, you didn't say a shame. You don't have a proper bracha, but you don't violate an Isser Daraisa also of Losisa, Mashain Kain Malchus, right? So Malchus is not a shame, it's just part of a bracha. Now, he mentioned that the Evan HaOzer says that if you leave out HaOlam, you are you to Safek, right? Maybe you are Yotze. So he says in Beral HaMasev, Evan HaOzer, Hello, Dover Zeh, Safek Hu, Akeim is Safek Lo Yachzabar. He says, don't repeat, HaOlam may not be Ma'akev. From the Rosh is mashing that maybe you don't need it, right? You don't need Melech HaOlam. And he says, right? Vahinei b'perek haroa gabi berachas hodo hizker malka de alma ayin sham. V'chein rabbeinu Yeruchim v'tamid de rabbeinu Yon hizker sham gam ken malka de alma. But all the other Rishonim say you have to say alma. Yalkein Efshir, the kids are lush new parakeets mavarka. Maybe the Gemara in Brachos or the Rosh in Brachos were just using a short form version. Gamsha, Rayos, Vein, and Mukrachos. They're not real rayas that they were being mimakbid to specifically leave out Olam. Achem, Yerushalmi, Mash, Melchor, Kabosu. But Yerushalmi may be a raya for him. The Isa, Hustam, Bresh, Parakaroa, called Brach, Hashem, Bo, Machos, Ain, a Bracha. Yishum, Dechsiv, he says if it doesn't have Machos, it's not good because it says Aramimcha, Elokai, Hamelach. So it just says Hamelach. I read the Bemelach Levad Yotze. Your Yotze just with the word Melach. Achyed Yesh Lidchos Yesh Chag Bein Melach. Right? When we say Melach, which means a king, Lechud Bein Tevas Hamelach. Hamelach means the king. Right? So maybe if you say the king, right, the Evan Hoser has a svara. Yachach Matzav Shulchan Aruch Gerash Kosev Gamkin Hoch Yesh Chilik Bein Melach LaHamelach Ayin Shom. So even though we're not going to really pass like the Evan Ozer, and if you leave out HaOlam, we're going to tell you to repeat the bracha, because the Shulchan Aruch Kamach from Shem Shlacharov, Mikol Mach Mimam Rahamelech Behayidia Mistav Dina Chozer. But that's not our normal nusach, so you'd have to go out of your way to say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Hamelech Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro. Right? That's not, you know, that's not going to be the issue for most people, because even though that may refer to the King of Kings, right? But that's not the normal nusach. And if you leave out Olam, right, and you just said the word Melech, you definitely have to repeat the bracha. Okay, we're going to stop here.